The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I think that agents around the league are studying this, and if they're not, they absolutely should be. My advice to any quarterback, really any player, but quarterback specifically, that is going to be due for a new deal: do not sign anything. Play through your contract, play through the two franchise tag years, and then you own the world. If I was Lamar Jackson, if I was Josh Allen, that's what I would say. Sign nothing. Look at Dak. Look what happened to Dak, right? He plays through his year. He plays through the franchise tag. What do they always say? Well, you, what about the risk of injury? You want to get that big contract? Well, Dak had the injury. Like, that's a major ankle injury, and he still signed the best contract in the history of the NFL. There is literally nothing to worry about. Who's the last guy, RJ, that had a straight-up career-ending injury, especially a quarterback? It's like Joe Theismann. I mean, Alex Smith's leg snapped like a twig and was popping out of his skin, and he came back. Like, it just doesn't happen anymore as a quarterback.
I agree 100% with you, especially from a philosophy standpoint. Like, I agree that, and I think it's also worth mentioning that, like, insert one of the three here, Baker, Josh, or Lamar, could become the next person that we're saying they could become the highest earner in NFL history, because they, we found out on Wednesday the true value for the 2018 first round fifth year options. And they are the first rookie class, or draft class rather, in which their fifth year options are fully guaranteed. So you're talking about your fifth year would effectively be fully, or not effectively, would absolutely be fully guaranteed.
Right.
If you got franchise tagged twice, then that would be two straight years where your contract would be fully guaranteed. So you'd have 3 years of fully guaranteed money coming your way before you ultimately potentially got your long-term deal. The only thing that, like, and this is the true risk in my mind, is the talent or the success. Because, like, think about, like, Lamar. Like, think if Lamar could have gotten paid a year ago. I mean, you know, he would have gotten the world. And not that I'm not personally down on Lamar. Like, I mean, I think he's an incredible quarterback and probably, I mean, I think he's a top 10 quarterback. But, like, a year ago, that conversation was like, it's Mahomes, it's Lamar, and then it's everybody else. And so, that could be the case for Josh Allen next year, right? Like, Josh Allen could not fall off a cliff, but the Bills could struggle. Things could be different. I mean, the Patriots could be back. Who knows? And so you do roll those dice, is my only point.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, is there anybody else right now that you want to put on the list, or do you think that's where the focus is? Are you putting Baker? That's the next one.
He has to qualify. Like, he has to. And I mean, just because, like, unlike the other two, I mean, they all have these, like, distinct qualities. Lamar in that he's had the MVP year, Josh in that he's clearly the best right now. Baker's the number one overall pick. But I think, and I realized what Josh Allen means to the Bills and is very tied to that community, but in a weird, weird, different way, Baker almost means more to the Browns, because Baker is like the face of their return to relevance. Like, the Bills had already gotten a little bit over the hump prior to Josh Allen with Tyrod Taylor. And so Baker is like the face of that. And so I think that there's more like passion behind get Baker signed, similarly to how there was with Dak Prescott. And so, like, I do think that that's a heavier sort of motivation in some sense. And if the Browns move on from Odell Beckham Jr. this offseason, that becomes, like, again, betting against themselves in a lot of ways too, unless they do think that that unlocks Baker. But yeah, I mean, he has, and he's the draft's number one overall pick. And so, I mean, that, I don't know, that's a really, you know, and like, next year we're gonna be talking about Kyler Murray. So, like, you've got to beat somebody, right? Because at some point, one of these guys is eventually going to get a contract that's bigger than Patrick Mahomes's. You don't want to be that guy, I don't think, because you don't want to be that front office, because, like, you don't want your dude to have to deal with all the, I can't believe he's getting paid more than Mahomes, you know, hysteria. Like, Dak got in below that in some financial senses, but we're flirting with that, and one of these three is going to get over that hump.
The Baker thing is fascinating to me, because I agree. Like, if you're a Browns fan, you're like, look, I don't care that Baker's not the greatest quarterback in the league.
Right.
This guy got us to the playoffs. We haven't sniffed 500, let alone playoffs. Like, you want to cast us back into that limbo? No. Yep. Like, I think there would be a flat out revolt from the Cleveland fans. But if I just look at it objectively, you know, as a Niner fan, I feel like I'm detached from all of that. Is Baker super impressive? No. He's fine. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last year, 3,500 yards. Not a bad season by any stretch. A great season, a season that's going to cost me $30 million a year? I don't know.
Would you, and maybe this is, I don't know if you want to put this on the look ahead bet board, but a year from now, I'm going to ask you, which quarterback would you rather have for the future? Baker Mayfield or Joe Burrow? Who do you think your answer will be a year from now?
I think I'll say a year from now, Joe Burrow, just because I think Burrow is better physically than Baker.
I do too. And I think that Baker certainly isn't short on moxie. But like Burrow is to Cincinnati what Baker has been to Cleveland, right? Like he is that promised prince, right? That's going to like deliver them from this like wilderness of, you know, suck. And so Baker, I think I will say Baker because he has Kevin Stefanski, who I certainly believe in. And I'm definitely out on Zach Taylor at this point, as I know you are as well. And so that makes, I think Joe Burrow is probably the better quarterback, but the situations I think is much more friendly to Baker.
It's amazing how attached fans get to quarterbacks that win. And I know that sounds dumb. Like, of course you would be attached to a quarterback that wins, but quarterback wins, it's such a misleading, ridiculous thing. And I've seen it in San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, I cannot imagine, I can't even remember a player who has inspired more fierce loyalty than Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers fan base. When you just look at his play on the field and what he's done, they're acting like this is Joe Montana. Like, there are Jimmy Garoppolo stands out there that do not want Deshaun Watson. They don't want a quarterback in the first round. They don't want any, like, they love this guy. And I don't understand why. And I think it's because the 1 year that he was healthy, obviously they got to the Super Bowl, very close to winning the Super Bowl. And fans just hold tight to that. They cannot see past that. And I wonder if it's sort of the same thing with the Browns and Baker Mayfield, just because they've been so horrible for so long.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.